From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palco reporting. Secretary of Defense in Afghanistan.
We know the cost of staying in Afghanistan, but the cost of leaving would be even higher.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, as he met today with U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at a news conference in Kabul.
If NATO forces leave too soon, there is a risk that Afghanistan may return to a state of chaos.
Secretary Mattis said NATO was committed to funding the Afghan security forces at least till 2020 and would continue to provide almost $1 billion each year to the Afghan defense.
As NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg said last week at the United Nations, this is about making sure that Afghanistan doesn't once again become a safe haven for international terrorists. And the best way of doing that is to enable the Afghans to have defense security forces which are strong enough to do just that.
Just after having arrived in Kabul, some hours afterward, at least six mortar rounds landed in the eastern part of Kabul International Airport. In a sign of rapidly deepening ties, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will welcome his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to the presidential palace in Ankara tomorrow for talks on Syria and a growing range of other issues that are prompting the two to set aside their differences. Talks are to focus on the Turkish decision to buy a Russian-made $400 million anti-missile system, as well as conversations on the future of Syria. Turkey last month announced the purchase of the system, raising concerns among the country's NATO partners. Adding to those concerns is the speed of their courtship. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said he will visit the U.S. Caribbean territories of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands next week, still reeling from the effects of Hurricanes Irma and Maria, and defended the disaster response against complaints it has been slow.
A massive effort is underway, and we have been really treated very, very nicely by the governor and by everybody else. They know how hard we're working and what a good job we're doing.
Shortages of food, drinking water, and electricity continue a week after Puerto Rico took a direct hit from Maria. Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello sought to play down complaints of a slow reaction time by Washington. Nearly all of Puerto Rico's infrastructure was destroyed or heavily damaged by Hurricane Maria. The federal government has increased emergency funds. Thousands of federal emergency workers are already on the ground, and thousands more U.S. troops are on the way. Well, the official results from that Kurdish referendum released today show Iraqi Kurds voted yes on independence from Baghdad by an overwhelming 92%. The Monday independence referendum drew objection from the government in Baghdad, as well as neighboring countries and the United States. In the meantime, several Middle Eastern airlines say they will comply with an Iraqi order banning air travel in and out of airports in the Kurdish region in northern Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Tuesday threatened to ban all flights into and out of the Kurdish region if leaders there didn't concede control of airports to federal authorities. British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn said his party is ready to govern and to take over the task of negotiating the country's exit from the European Union.
Tory Brexit agenda that would plunge Britain into a Trump-style race to the bottom in rights and corporate taxes. We're not going to be passive spectators to a hopelessly inept negotiating team putting at risk people's jobs, rights, and living standards.
Now, Corbyn said his Labour Party is on the threshold of power in a speech on Wednesday to the party's annual conference in Brighton.
As democratic socialists, we accept and respect the referendum result, but respect for a democratic decision does not mean giving a green light to recklessness. Tory.
Labour stunned pundits and pollsters in June's snap election by reducing Prime Minister Theresa May's Conservatives to a minority administration. According to a new poll, more than half of Filipinos surveyed believe police unjustly killed many people arrested in the government's anti-drug crackdown. A new poll conducted by Social Weather Stations says that 49% of those polled said they believe that many of those killed were not drug pushers. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.